Welcome to the Prayer Now podcast.
Prayer Now was born of a desire to provide prayer to whoever needs it whenever they need it.
We believe what James 5:16 says, that the prayers of a righteous person are powerful and effective,
and that God hears us and desires to answer our prayers.
Whether you're listening to receive prayer or to pray along with us for others, we welcome you here.
Hi there. Welcome to the Prayer Now podcast. Today, we'd love to pray with you as you prepare or begin to think about going into a difficult conversation.
I'm Elizabeth.
And I'm Amy. We all have been there. We all go into conversations with people that are really hard. And sometimes they come up quick. Sometimes we know we're going into them. And they can be any range. We're talking the really hard stuff to some more simple or smaller things, but it doesn't matter. It's still tough. And we know that allowing God to work through us and direct us in those moments is the best thing that we can do. So we invite you to pray with us before you have to go and have this tough conversation and really let God direct your steps. Will you pray with us? Heavenly Father, thank you for this day. Father, thank you that we can come into your presence freely. Lord, and we come to you right now as our listeners going into a tough conversation. Father, we come to you first. We come to you and ask direction for this conversation. Lord, that you would speak through us and use us in this conversation, Lord. But most of all, we would align ourselves with you so that we do things well and we do things the best that it can be. Lord, in James 1:5, it says, if any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all generously and without reproach, and it will be given to him. So Lord, right now, we ask for wisdom over this conversation. Father, give us godly wisdom to guide us into what to say, to how to approach it, even into the best timing, Father, of when to make this happen. Father, we ask for your wisdom and your guidance so that we do not do this in our own will and in our own emotions or anger or frustration or hurt, Lord, but we would do it in your perfect timing and your perfect wisdom. Holy Spirit, speak through us. Let it be you who speaks through us in these moments. And Lord, I love how you even give us the direct just strength to know that we can have these tough conversations. In Colossians 4:6, you remind us to let your speech always be with grace, as though seasoned with salt, so that you will know how you should respond to each person. So Lord, we come to you that we would know how to speak to each person that we have to have a conversation with. Lord, guide us and let your words come forth to be fruitful and helpful and healing, Lord, in Jesus' name.
Oh, Lord, we confess that sometimes it just feels easier not to have these conversations. It feels easier just to walk away and let a conflict fester or just not bring up the thing that we know you're calling us to bring up. But God, right now, I just pray for our listener, Lord. I thank you that in Ephesians, you do tell us to speak the truth in love. Yes. And so, God, I pray that in this conversation, they're able to really speak truth and not go beyond anything that's true, nothing that's hearsay or anything that may even not be true, but that they'll be able to speak only truth. And Lord, that it will be with such love. God, I pray that you will help them to really have the other person so much in mind as they speak, Lord, that it will be so filled with love and with truth, God. And we thank you that in Proverbs you say that a soft answer turns away wrath. Yes. And you remind us that a harsh word turns up or stirs up anger. And so, Lord, I just ask that you will help both parties who are going to be speaking together to be able to have soft answers. Mm. Lord, not to get stirred up, not to fall into anger, but Lord, will you give them both just so much peace and love and compassion for one another. God, we know that you are the restorer of relationships. You are the one who you bring dead things to life, Lord. And so we pray that this relationship, even though it may seem irreconcilable, Lord, we know that with you reconciliation is possible. And so we pray that in this difficult conversation right now, God, that you will give our listener just the words, your words to speak. And Lord, that there will come about an amicable result from this conversation, one way or the other. Lord, we trust you. We trust your will for this situation, for this tough conversation, and ask that you will be so present in it. Yes. And we thank you that you are. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Thank you for praying with us. We hope that your conversation goes so well and according to God's perfect plan. And we want to leave you with this, Isaiah 41:10. So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for listening to Prayer Now. Prayer Now is produced at New Hope Christian Community in Round Lake, Illinois. You can donate to support the ministry of Prayer Now at newhoperoundlake.com/prayernow.